It's October 7th, 2018, and I'm ready for the Gordon Ramsay Announcer Pack. I'm Six Detmar.
And I'm Nick Cease. And this is Bottle Crow. What is it? Some say it's a Dota 2 podcast where some people talk about anything other than Dota 2 on some sort of podcast. But it's all up to you. It's all in your mind.
Nick, the state of the Reddit has continued to deteriorate to the point where I am actually nostalgic for people saying once again that we should have the Gordon Ramsay Announcer Pack.
My God, how low have we fallen that Six, actually Detmar, is wishing for the Gordon Ramsay Announcer Pack. You know, I didn't really think about it until you told me, until you just spoke those words in this moment, but the Reddit's been disappointing. I saw, I think a few days ago, some art by Artur Ikonomenkov. I don't remember what his last name was. It was, you know, it was a good one. But, you know, I remember the time where there was a day we had lots of Artur. I don't remember what his name even was, but he had some good art, and we were spammed with art. Now I just feel like we're in some sort of Reddit void.
Right now, one of the highest voted front page topics is remodel Drow and make her hotter petition.
Which I is have just pathetic. It is posted by 7_20 spammer. They're eating each other out here.
It's depressing.
I mean,
looking at our notes, it's not like we have that much more content to offer. We have a good episode for you, but boy, it was a close call.
The train just pulled into the station. At least, you know, there's a new Loregasm. There's a 30-minute video on the internet of Sir Action Slacks talking about Dota lore.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
it's not all bad. It's just, you know, mostly bad.
Indeed. Speaking of bad things, mm-hmm. I hear you've been having some fun on Steam lately. You've been having some conversations, right?
We can define conversations. I want to know if you've had this issue. You know, I'm basically the number one person in the Dota community, so I get a lot of friend mm-hmm. requests and trade requests, because just everybody, I'm a really wanted guy, you know? So I'll have all these
Dead
ladies on Steam, and they're like, wow, we really, you know, they know a lot about me. And so they really want my Dota 2 items, because they're like, oh, because I'm not in the, the collector's cache where you can get an autograph. I didn't get in this year. I didn't file the paperwork, but they still want to own, you know, like something that's been touched digitally by me. Mm. And so they're just like, please, you know, and they're nice about it, you know, too, because my fans are really nice. So they just, you know, they kind of roundaboutly try to get some of my items from me just so that, you know, they own something that I equipped on a hero to change the particles on my screen. And Steam, you know, I appreciate, and it's also gotten a little annoying. For some reason, Valve has now let people who aren't on your friends list or, you know, aren't friends with, they can message you. Or at least it's on their new client. Are you on the new client now?
I am on the new client. So that was a thing that used to happen, and then there was a period where it stopped happening, and then I guess it can happen again now.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've always gotten the friend requests intermittently. Like, most people on Steam get the intermittent friend requests from some Russian female stock photo just constantly. But then in this new Steam client, it'll pop up with a message from, you know, random name here. And it'll say, you know, block or allow communication. I'm like, why are you letting people who aren't Steam friends message people at all? Like, how? It actually hasn't happened the past few days. So I wonder if they reverted it. Should look it up. Because imagine just streamers. Imagine Eternal Envy constantly being spammed. Just boing, 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 the Steam notification sound. Because if you know somebody's Steam username, you can now spam them. I don't know.
I'm going to guess that there's like a setting that they added to allow that. And at first it defaulted to on. And they're like, wait, we need to make it default to off.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. That's probably the case. Hopefully they reverted that. Because it was a little weird. At first it would be fairly common. Like every time I was online every night, it would happen a few times. Just like, nope, block, block. Don't know.
So I haven't had any of this ever. I've never had anyone try and get one of my items. I've never had random friend requests, except for, like, the only times I've had friend requests I didn't recognize, I could backtrack and be like, oh, that's from one of my Dota matches. Never had any of this, so.
Wow. I don't even have good Dota items, though. I don't understand.
I actually, at one point, made, like, my inventory was private, and I made it unprivate, because I was like, I'm kind of offended that no one's reaching out. And it doesn't matter, nobody cares.
What? You even had that one Pudge item for the longest of times.
Yeah, I had the one Pudge item. I've got some Gold Immortals, some of which are actually, like, I think I looked up the Nyx Claws, and those are worth, like, $15.
Dang.
Somebody climb me. Like, come on.
I think I have one of, the Jug, the white clothing set for Jug. I think I have the head because Sundown sent me a head because he had a bunch, because he's a good old friend, Mr. Sundown. But I don't know. I don't know how much that actually is. It's not a lot. Otherwise, I would have sold it. I don't know. Hmm. Tell us about your scamming experiences for the next scam of the week.
You know, if we got responses, I would be happy to feature a scam of the week. Yes, at @6datmar on Twitter. Let me know.
Or, I don't know, try to scam 6 on Twitter. Hashtag scam 6.
Yeah, there you go.
Rainbow scam just, 6.
Just message me and be like, I'm so horny with, you know, like 4 H's for your Dota items, and have like, you know, and it's like, oh, you know. That'll go over great.
Yeah. I look forward to seeing all the action.
Nick, that's gross. Keep it in the bedroom. Keep it private.
God. You know, one thing you can't contain in the bedroom is my love for Jan Sports. How's that old Spider-Man PlayStation video game?
So I have some terrible news.
Oh.
So I recorded a podcast a few weeks ago about the Spider-Man game. And in order to record it, I did beat the game, and I beat it without getting all the backpacks, and things went bad.
What? How could you do that?
You warned me, and I just, I didn't take, it seemed like you were perhaps promoting Big Jan.
Yeah. I am a big fan of Jan, in general.
But you were not bluffing it, that I didn't get all the backpacks, and the story took a turn, and some people ended up in a kind of a bad place.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't have their Jan Sports. Never go alone without your Jan Sports. It's dangerous to go alone. Take this Jan Sport.
It's true. It's extremely true. You know,
What happens?
You want to know the story of the Spider-Man game that just came out?
He's in New York, and then there's an octopus.
No, so there's, New York gets flooded, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I gotta worry about, what happened to Aunt May, and you go and get her, and she's, hanging from, a building, and she's about to get swept away, and you're like, Aunt May, I'll help you. Oh, no, I can't reach you, and you, stretch out, and you're like, if only I had a backpack to reach that extra little bit of distance, and then she gets swept away and drowns.
I semi could imagine a world where you're not bluffing here.
And then you turn a corner, and guess who's there? It's Venom. And he's like, Spider-Man, you forgot something. And then he's got all your backpacks. And he just starts, putting them over your head, and then you can't breathe. And then Spider-Man dies. Backpacks. Yeah.
That's pretty edgy. You know, I thought they probably want to step it up, you know, beat the Dark Knight. Got to get a one-up on that Nolan fucker.
And then, as you're fading to black and, clearly dying, Venom's like, that's what you get, motherfucker. You should have gotten some Swiss gear.
Oh, that sweet, sweet Victorinx goodness. I want to apologize. Is Christopher Nolan a bad guy? Do we know if he's a bad guy or a good guy?
I am not aware of his status as a guy.
Okay. Well, we'll resolve that on a later episode then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have to affirm his guidem, the morality of his guidem.
Mobile suit guidem?
Ninja guidem. All right, well, that's that bit run into the ground.
I'm sure you won't edit out the pause at all. We're like, God, what are we even doing here?
No, you gotta have the pause. Listen, listeners need to hear the remorse.
They do. They have to. It's important. You have to have some time to process this garbage.
Time to grieve. Nick, what have you been playing besides Dota 2 recently?
Strangely enough, I've been playing Street Fighter V.
Really?
I don't.
You can get that Zeku going, huh?
I honestly, I might need to play League of Legends 6. For some reason, I just like want to press some buttons in sequence, I guess. I'm really, really bad at Street Fighter V. Like, I've played the game for, you know, tens maybe of hours, so I'm not like a beginner, but I'm very bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes me mad to lose in that game in a way that I've never been mad to lose a video game before. Because I'm playing online, people will just, you know, cheese you basically. And I'm like, wow, I'm just really bad. Why do I want to play this game? I don't know. It's something about pressing buttons. It feels a little mindless. Maybe I need to see if I can do that in Diablo. I don't know.
You know, this is actually a perfect setup that I don't think you planned.
I did not.
Because I actually have a great recommendation for you if you need something nice on your computer to press some buttons.
Okay.
The latest entry in the Forza series, Forza Horizon 4, recently came out. Ah. It's available on Xbox One and also PC. It's also part of the Xbox Game Pass, which has a 14-day free trial, so you could literally be playing this game that just came out for free.
For 2 weeks.
Any other games on Game Pass? Oh, yeah. I mean, I can run it. I run it on Medium, but you've got a nicer computer than I do. You could turn up the settings some.
Or I run it on Medium, get some frames cranking.
Even on Medium, it looks really nice. It's just a really fun, solid racing game. You know, last night, I was doing a race, right? Mm-hmm. I was just sort of going around, tooling around back streets, driving my little 91 Honda Civic. And I was like, oh, there's a new event that opened up. And I went to go do it. And it was like, okay, here's your race. You're going to be racing against a train. And I was trying to drive faster than a train. And it was an interesting experience because it's a train.
Mm-hmm.
I got second place. And the game was like, that's okay. I'm not going to force you to get first place. Did you have a good time? That's plenty enough for us. Keep driving. And also, it's got really cool weather shit where it's got like the four seasons programmed in. And it like genuinely affects the world where it's like, oh shit, it's winter, so this lake's frozen over and stuff. It's fun.
Oh, and there's like a day-night cycle, and you have runes that spawn and power up your vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, no runes, but sure.
Well, okay, that sounds good. How do I play this? I'm looking it up. So it's not on Steam.
Windows Store.
Okay, you know, even your recommendation will get me past the tall barrier to entry of having to go to the Windows Store. But, you know, I might just pick this up. What else is in this Xbox Game Pass?
I believe you can also play Sea of Thieves, which is a recent sort of fun pirate game. Mm-hmm. I'm told it's fun. I haven't played it.
I played, like, the beta for a little while. There wasn't much content. It seemed fun, but
I think they've added a bunch of stuff since then.
Probably.
I think you can play the latest Gears of War.
So, wait, this is just, like, a game subscription? It's like cash and you can play a bunch of games?
I guess this is just turning into Six Talks about the state of the video game industry. But since Microsoft and the Xbox are behind in the console war, they decided to do a thing where basically, if you pay this monthly fee, you get access to going forward every first-party game they put out, and you can just play them. For like $10 a month, you get every first-party game at launch. And you can just play them. The next Halo, you can just get.
I'm trying instantly. To think about the math. It seems strange for this to be a thing that works, but I guess it's basically the same thing as Netflix almost.
Yeah, it's an interesting model. And the math is pretty beneficial. I think they're counting on people finding it such an irresistible deal that they sign up in numbers.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm just thinking like for the developers. But I don't know. Huh. Interesting. I will take a look and I might play this Forza Horizon game. If by next week I have purchased a steering wheel and some pedals, just kill me.
Okay. Deal.
That's good. Amazon.com. Driving wheel. Video.
Nick, what has Eternal Envy been up to? Whenever things are slow, whenever things are quiet in the Dota scene, we just gotta look to our friend Jackie, and Jackie will help us out.
Let me close off this page for the Thrustmaster. It's a steering wheel, by the way.
Oh, it's not like a sex thing? It sounds like a sex thing.
Unfortunately, I don't... people are creative. The internet is a creative and dark place. Eternal Envy. 10:41 p.m., the 2nd of October, the year of our W Lord 2018. Cheat day. Big Mac. Six-piece McNuggets. Large chocolate milkshake. Plus 2 pounds. Here I go. So it seems he did not go mad this day. What does the G stand for in go mad? I know OMAD is one meal a day. It strikes me I don't know what the G is.
Generally.
Generally, one meal a day. Seems pretty good. Honestly, probably not a bad diet. You know, it's like, generally I have one meal a day. Sometimes two. Maybe, you know, three if I have to have the triple fast food special. So Eternal Envy, he's, you know, he's on his fitness kick. He's getting slim. He posted a picture. He's looking good. Posted, you know, a pic in some sort of anime t-shirt. So, you know, there's that. But he's looking good, you know, looking healthy. A Blitz-like transformation. He also posted a picture of, I believe, him and Owie in a bathtub with rose petals. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's really a lot to offer in Eternal Envy's Twitter feed. If I was, you know, the salesman, I would have a vast portfolio to choose from. And then we got one more thing. 7:27 p.m., the 5th of October, 2018. The only real zone is the friend zone. I feel like you have to decode this for me. This has to be some sort of anime thing?
No, I mean, it's actually, Nick, the answer is staring you right in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Eternal Envy is letting you know that he also is a romantic asexual. And doesn't care about any other zones, just the friend zone. That's all he's into.
That's great.
High five, Envy. Yeah. You and me both.
Well, Frosh replies with Deku would never give up in a reference to some sort of Reddit thread, I think, where Envy was flamed for having an anime name when he destroyed some items. That's the kind of posts that are rising to the top of the Dota 2 subreddit these days. That's
well,
nice.
Okay. So his anime name and his current avatar are Izuku Midoriya, a.k.a. Deku from My Hero Academia, the main character. And, yeah, it's true Deku would never give up. I don't know if... I think this
I
is perhaps
no
the wrong context to use that in. I think Deku would totally respect an individual's wishes to not be romantically involved. He understands consent, which is kind of the awkward suggestion being made here. But, you know.
I'm going to drink deeply from this glass of bourbon and move on, I think.
All right, that's fair. As far as Envy's cheat day, you know, if it's working for you, rock on. I can't eat McNuggets.
It's been a hot nugget since I've had a McNugget six.
I had one like 2 years ago. And there was just a huge hunk of cartilage in there. And ever since, just the idea of eating a McNugget makes me nauseous.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
McNuggets are firmly, like, barely chicken products. How would connective tissue make it in there?
I can't tell you, but it was like a whole ass chicken, like, knuckle in there. Oh, it was inexperience. It was bad.
I mean, that sounds absolutely horrible. Disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I would be the same way, but I feel like... I'm trying to, you know, remember, I feel like the entire point of a McNugget is that it's, you know, everybody knows it's barely chicken, like it's reassembled chicken product. And so it gets you like
a chicken reconstruction, if you will.
Yeah. But like, you don't put the knuckle back in there. You don't put the tendons. That's the whole point. Like, people can't deal with
no idea,
like the connective tissue or stuff that you'd have to eat around on a real chicken piece.
Now you're making me come up with an alternate theory. Uh-oh. Which is that it was like an O-ring from the assembly line.
Is that better or worse?
I guess it's better.
It's probably, yeah, it's like rubber. It's probably, it might even be food grade.
Hell, maybe I can go have another McNugget.
Try a McNugget this week.
Thanks, Nick.
On me. Eat it off of my body. I'll support you.
The only thing that's good about McNuggets is that batter is all right. They have a good batter for those.
Yeah, like, you know. It's good. It's uniform. You know what you're getting. I feel like that's the point.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it was an O-ring at this point. Yeah. So I don't, a Big Mac and like, instead of, I guess you know, traditionally I'd have fries with this kind of meal, you know, a burger, shake and fries, but he chose some McNuggets. I guess that's fine. I don't know. The potato is an amazing animal, so I would prefer the potato with this, but, you know.
Maybe he's a vegetarian.
Yeah. Carnivore. Kill all potatoes. I would eat this kind of meal. That's like, you know, a splurge, except not without the McNuggets. Yeah, and get some fries.
Yeah, I would get some fries, and I can't do, like, I don't know. I have to have, like, a drink-ass drink. I can't have a meal where I don't have something, like, genuinely liquid to help things go down. I guess I've got, like, a narrow throat or something. I don't know. But, like, if I were to have this meal, I, like, a milkshake was my only solution for if something got stuck in my throat, I would fucking die.
We need to upgrade you with some, like, you know, straight pipe exhaust, something like
there
that.
You go.
You know, take
there
out the resonators or something, a muffler.
Get a refiring system.
Get some nitrous in there. Yeah, that would be good. I don't know. Yeah. So that's what Eternal Envy's been up to. And, you know, normally that's the only deep dive into Twitter. But yesterday I saw something, 10:22 a.m., 7th of October, 2018. Sir Action Slikes tweets, you know, he got a condo with him and his wife. And for some reason it came with this old, like, baby... Oh, what the hell? What's the style of piano called?
I don't know.
Baby, I don't know what it's called. This, you know, regular small piano. And his wife apparently wants to get rid of it. And, you know, it's out of tune. Apparently Slax is teaching himself video game tunes on it, which is just a great scene. You know, he has a picture of Rue, his pug, in there. So I just imagine Slax just sitting down and trying to very poorly play the Dota theme song on an out-of-tune piano. And, you know, his wife in the background just absolutely... on her last leg, out of her wits, like, Jake, you gotta get rid of this thing. It's gotta go. It's me or the piano. And then Slax goes on Twitter and he makes a Twitter poll about it. I think that's the dream. But I don't know. Where do you stand on this debate? Should he keep, you know, try to, you know, strong arm his wife here and keep the out of tune piano, or should he
should
get rid
tune
of it?
The piano.
That's what I was thinking. But like, this kind of piano can have a certain charm to it when it's out of tune.
Well, if your wife is saying it doesn't, then you're kind of like, it's, you know, I don't give a shit about, like, wife or not wife. Your room, the person you're living with, right? That's the thing, right? The person you're living with is saying this sounds like shit and it's obnoxious. Stop. Like, okay. You can try tuning it. I don't know how expensive that is, but if it's not that expensive, you try tuning it and are like, okay, is it fine now?
It's not that expensive. Because, like, I've been in a home where a piano has been tuned before. My mom has, like, a large grand piano. She plays piano. And it's like, you know, it's a guy and he comes out and he tunes the piano, but you have to do it very infrequently. Mm-hmm. I don't. Maybe this style of piano gets out of tune faster. So
yeah, that's what I was worrying,
that.
is if maybe if it's like an older piano or something, there's some special process. I don't know. But like, I think your options are either tune the piano or get rid of it. I don't think, like, one.
Yeah, it's a good compromise, actually.
With your wife being upset about it, I think going to Twitter to make a poll about it was a bad call.
But I feel like it's in character. And so I'm sure his wife can appreciate that. You know,
that's true.
I'm
sure
that's
why she married
him. Well, you know, I'm mad at you, and, you know, but hey, you know, I know what I was signing up for when I queued for this marriage.
Indeed. Indeed. Okay. Well, I guess that's fair enough. We recommend tuning it, but.
Yeah, I'll go with the tuning option. We'll follow up. Hopefully we see some more from old Scratch here.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, I think that's it for, well, okay, do you have any good moments in Dota this week? I saw you playing in a five stack the other night.
I've got some moments in Dota. So I mentioned that we're in the team for the WLDL. We were supposed to play our first games yesterday. I think it's a best of two. I haven't actually looked up how the groups work, but I think it was a best of two. We're gonna play two games. Unfortunately, for some reason the WLDL this year, The rules are that you can only have one stand-in, and we were going to have two stand-ins because it was Canadian Thanksgiving on Saturday, and we had a Canadian player. Well, Schertz was also a sub for us, our, you know, good friend Schertz. But our other main player, he was like having Thanksgiving, so I was like, actually, guys, no, I can't play. And we're like, you know, that's reasonable. But we didn't realize you can only have one sub, and so we had to forfeit both our games.
Wow, that sucks.
Which wasn't great. I don't know. I'm kind of angry at the rules.
Yeah, like, when did that become a thing?
I don't know. It seems like the We Like Dota League is like, it's, you know, it's a league, but it's not like the Reddit Dota 2 or the amateur Dota 2 league. It's like, you know, it's very, very semi-serious Dota 2 league. It's mostly about like playing games and having fun with the community. And it seems like really hardcore to only to say you can only have one stand-in.
I mean, A2L doesn't do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It, like, it seems harder core than the hardcore, most, you know, quote-unquote hardcore leagues are. I don't know. Like, I, you know, it makes sense that they enforced it on us for that time, but I feel like I want to fight the power here and have that changed. But
yeah,
it was unfortunate. We still played as a team against the team we were going to play. We won that game pretty handily. We're just like, dang it, I feel like we had a good chance of winning those games. We had to forfeit, but oh well. And it was actually, it was against Mr. Blue's team.
Mm.
And I really wanted to beat Blue.
Man, but yeah, I wish you'd been able to have a second sub and you'd called me. I had the day off and I went, yep. I love Mr. Blue, but I also love beating Mr. Blue.
Yep. Yeah, but I think we just changed our roster, so Schertz is an official member of our team. So hopefully when we get to play Jack's team, Jack of the Dire Times Pod, we'll get to kill him a bunch and just focus on killing him. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a good time.
Excellent, excellent. You just pick Silencer and just hunt him.
It's like, are you kidding me? Yep. But that was my week in Dota. Did you play any Dota this week?
I'm afraid I didn't. I am looking forward to playing some. Yeah.
Stomping on that throttle pedal.
Mostly, I've been too busy with just various, like, genuine... It's weird to be in a place where sometimes I am obligated to play video games, but that is my life now. It's like, oh no, I have some articles to write about Final Fantasy XII. I don't even, like, God, spoilers right. for the article, I don't even like this game.
It's right. not like this you is were playing my bunch fun of time. Final Fantasy XII. Yeah. Is that the MMO one?
No, that's the one that was in between the MMOs that kind of feels like an MMO, but it's not actually one.
It's pretty weird that this like long-standing, like really old video game series has just MMOs inserted into it.
Yep.
It's like sequential episodes. Because there's like an Elder Scrolls Online, isn't there?
There is indeed like an Elder thing. Scrolls Online.
They don't call it like the Elder Scrolls 6?
No, they just called Elder Scrolls Online, which,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that'll be there. But yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's a new single-player Final Fantasy, right?
Define new.
It's on the latest generation video game console.
Yes, there is okay. Final Fantasy 15. It is 3 or 4 years old.
Hmm. Okay. I've literally never paid attention to the releases of Final Fantasy. I've played 7 and a bunch of 9. Because I felt like I had to as a denizen of...
I can see why after playing 9 you decided you were good.
Yep.
Yeah. Go ahead and send your hate mail. Final Fantasy 9 is a bad game.
Wow. I mean, it was fine when I played it, but, you know, I haven't been tempted to go back.
I reached a point in the middle of that game where I'd gone through 3 dungeons back-to-back. And I was like, I don't know why I'm doing any of this. I don't know what the story is. I don't know why I'm here. And I just stopped playing. The game is bad.
Boy. I mean, they've got really good music.
That's
high,
true.
High production value. I'll listen to the soundtrack sometimes. Mm. There's good orchestral versions of various fantasies in their final states. So
I'll give you some Final Fantasy music to listen to after this. We'll give you the hook up.
Soothe my sore ears.
But I think it's time for a different kind of tune. Let's kick it to Jackie's Chow.
Jackie's Chow.
Indeed. So, Nick, this week we've been doing some cooking, which I guess we kind of do every week, but we had some simple and effective recipes we wanted to share with the folks.
Even, you know, beyond recipes, just an experience. We didn't have anything big planned this week. You know, we had so much else to talk about. So we decided we'll just keep it simple and we'll, you know, we'll talk about what we ate this week.
Mm-hmm.
Short and sweet, as I throw my coaster.
Is that what that was? All right, cool. Well, so one of the things I cooked this week was I cooked biscuits and gravy.
Mm.
An American classic. So this was my first time cooking both items. And I think I nailed the gravy more than I nailed the biscuits.
Hmm. Yeah, I haven't had that in a while, but it's like, it's really good. You've never had biscuits and gravy?
Mm. Yeah, it's definitely good. So the gravy is the easiest part, right?
Yeah.
You take some sausage, you cook it in a pan, you add flour into the fat, and then you add, like, spices and milk. That's
or
it.
Go full Southern and just do like heavy cream.
Yeah, that's too much. I mean, already doing
feel
whole
the
milk,
arteries shut down.
It's already so fatty. Because you know, like normally when you cook like sausage, like loose sausage, you end up tossing out some of the fat. No, it's all going to incorporate.
That's part of the meal. That's the true Southern way. It's just like, you know, put more fat in there. Saute some sausage and some butter.
Indeed. Go wild. Indeed. You know, and then just pour in a little bit of oil just for the hell of it. No,
yeah,
I didn't
why
do
not?
That. That's gross. Now, the part that I didn't do as well is the biscuits. I am not a baker. I am bad at baking.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's too exact, and I am too much of an improviser.
Huh.
Here's the first thing I messed up. I don't know how much of an impact this had, but it probably had some. Here's a fun story. I used to live in Missouri, right? Now I live in California.
Wow!
And when I was in Missouri, I would always get this baking powder that was in this big, like, yellow plastic container, right?
Mm-hmm.
And out here, they don't have it, so I have to get, I think it's called, like, Clabber Girl or something. It's this little narrow white cardboard tube of baking powder. And then the cornstarch I get is in a big yellow plastic container.
Yeah, I have that kind of cornstarch.
Uh-huh, Arco, yeah, right? Mm-hmm. That good shit. So every time I go to get the baking powder, I accidentally get the cornstarch, and I removed most of it. But I think there was some cornstarch in there.
What? Oh, hold on. What kind of baking powder did you buy?
This time?
Like in Missouri. What are you
I don't remember. It just had a yellow container. That's all I remember.
It was in a big, like a cornstarch-sized container?
Mm-hmm.
That's so. Yeah. I've only ever, to my knowledge, bought baking powder in the cylinder of metal shape that you're talking about.
Well, Missouri doesn't fuck around.
I guess they like their baking powder.
You can also just buy like straight up acid there. Like, you know how you have to get like Drano and shit?
Mm-hmm.
You can just buy sulfuric acid in a bottle and just pour it down the drain. And they're like, hey, don't get this on your hand or you won't have a hand anymore. But it'll fuck your drains up. It's great.
Missouri number one.
No, Missouri sucks. So the biscuits, between that and the fact that I cut them into squares because I was an idiot.
I was confused. So you posted this on the Slack and I saw that they were square biscuits and I was just kind of confused.
So then, I was looking at my directions and it was like, okay, you flatten it out into like this like square of dough and you fold it over and flatten it out and then you fold it over and flatten it out. Then you let it rest and then you cut it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, and be careful, don't, like, twist the cutter as you're cutting, or you're going to, like, crimp the edges, and it's going to, like, not rise as much as it should. And I was like, well, that sounds like I can't do circles. And so I just did squares.
I mean, it does sound like that. And I was trying to think, like, is there an optimal biscuit geometry?
I mean, I think you probably just have, like, some kind of, like, circular, like, you know, like, cookie cutter style hole punch.
Yeah,
what you do.
I think this the circular nature of a biscuit is actually important because I don't think you want varied textures on a biscuit. You know,
you don't.
Yeah. Okay. Because with a square, you're going to get the edges. You know, they have more surface area to volume ratio, basically, and so mm-hmm. they'll get crispier.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever had a square biscuit, but
Well, you have exactly described what happened. They didn't rise as much as they should have. They were a little too crispy, but on the, you know, they still had good flavor.
Yeah, so that's good. You know, a crispy cracker biscuit baking thing.
They were still soft in the middle. It's just there was a lot of edge.
That's good. And, you know, with the gravy probably helped with that.
It did. That's true.
Huh. Did you put any, like, spices and stuff in the gravy? Just, you know.
I put sage in, but that was it. Sage, salt, and pepper.
Sounds good. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I would have, maybe not. I was thinking, like, maybe like a fried egg would go perfect on that. Make it a little.
I think that could be. And, you know, I've got a lot. So I was planning to cook for 5 people. And then 4 of those people, aka everyone but me, ended up being busy. So I've got a lot of leftovers.
I would highly recommend slapping egg on it.
That sounds great.
It's the beautiful part of cooking. Sometimes you just have leftovers and then you don't have to do work for a while.
Yeah. Between that and the chicken teriyaki with miso soup I made earlier this week, I have a lot of food. So.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Stuff that, you know, reheats well. Mm-hmm. I made, just for dinner, not even an hour ago, I made some grilled steak and grilled asparagus. These were some ridiculous steaks. They were ridiculously thick, like tenderloin. It was very good. Salt, pepper on the grill. Oil up the grill. Put it on there till your desired doneness. Everybody, you know, likes to cook their steaks a different way. That was good. The asparagus, basically same thing. Tossed with olive oil, salt, pepper. Very good. At the end, when I took them off, I tasted one. It needed some acid, and I like sprinkled over some lemon juice. That was a good idea. They continued to like soften up on the plate after I grilled them for 10 minutes ish. I was like grilling them till they started to go limp and get grill marks. It was good. And now I've got, you know, leftovers for lunch for a few days here.
Asparagus is a very underrated vegetable. Asparagus is fucking good.
I feel like it's one of the ones you can get really wrong, though. I feel like it's almost a spinach or a Brussels sprout.
I think you did the exact right thing. I think the problem is when people steam them.
Yeah,
and it doesn't necessarily mean they'll be bad, but it can be better and it can go very bad.
And especially like when you're a kid, right? I think you're more sensitive to bitter stuff and like your taste buds literally change as you get older. But like bitter stuff, kids are much more sensitive to. So if they just have naked steamed asparagus, I could see you just despising asparagus forever, no matter you know, whatever good asparagus you taste. But even like naked steamed like broccoli. That can be good if you just throw some salt pepper on it. Next level with some butter. But like grilling it, I was like, is this one of the vegetables where I can just put onto the grill without having to worry about it fall through very much? And it's like, yeah, asparagus is long. You just put it horizontal to the slats. Bam, you're good. So I did that. I'm like, yeah, that was a good option.
Excellent. Excellent. Any seasonings on that or just straight up?
Salt, pepper. That's it.
Yeah, there you go.
I was thinking, I don't know, some paprika, garlic powder. Probably would have been good. But just salt, pepper, olive oil with a bit of lemon juice when it came off. Good.
And I mean, the flavor of the grill, you know?
Yeah, you know, smokiness. It was a propane grill. Not anything special, but still good grilliness.
Excellent. You're making me, I don't tend to have steak very often, but you're making me want to cook up some asparagus. So
it was a big fat steak, and I managed to get the cooking just right, so it was perfectly rare. It was good.
Nice.
A good treat.
Well, I don't think we have anything else this week. Wait. Nick, I'm losing connection.
Hello? 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 Is there anybody here?
You may stop the alarm now. Hello, Dota community. I have seized control of this, the world's most popular and beloved source of Dota content, in order to send a message. My name is Ice Fraud, leader of Les Enfants de Roy Fraudieux. And unless our demands are met, I will destroy the Dota 2 game coordinator. Do I have your attention? Perhaps you are wondering who I am to make this threat. I am Ice Frog's forgotten brother, neglected, and here for revenge. I am the mind behind Ho Ho Ha Ha, Zip Zap, and the Iron Talon. My resume speaks for itself. I am more than capable of unmaking your precious game coordinator. By now you're asking what my demands are. They're simple and they're in your best interests. I want control back. My brother Ice Frog has been ignoring me and my ideas for too long, leading the game in the wrong direction. Dota has been led astray. I want to help. I want to make Dota the fun place it used to be with my brilliant ideas. My full demands will be enumerated next episode alongside my friend Serge. I will now be accepting questions. Hello, Mike, yes, what? You, Mike, co-host Mike. How are things?
Hi, it's me, Mike. Wow, I didn't expect you to have you on the podcast. You know, I saw there was a third user in our Google Docs, but I figured it was just one of those things where, like, Six had logged on with his phone and his computer, but I guess you're actually here.
I've been here the whole time. I hacked in and was incredibly patient.
Oh, how did you like Jackie's Chow?
You know, I don't cook very often, but the steak sounded good.
I mean, if you have any, like, recommendations or, you know, things you want to hear about us cooking, feel free to write in. We'll try to tailor something to you.
Have you ever tried a Marie Callender's frozen dinner?
You know, I've heard of it. I feel like I should, but I don't know.
They're great for late nights coding. You just stick them in the microwave and then you're good.
That's great. You know, I have a bunch of leftovers I can stick in the microwave right now, too. Some steak and asparagus. Be pretty good. I just got some potatoes.
I feel like we're getting sidetracked.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. We'll save it for the next
time. I am here to hold the Dota 2 game coordinator hostage. I have demands. Mm. I have a patch that I'm working on.
Ooh.
That I want to submit. I can't tell you everything. No. I watched a YouTube video about how to hold things ransom. And apparently, at first, you're kind of vague and only give some details. And then the next time, the next video or message or whatever, you're way more detailed, right?
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense to me as somebody, you know, not very experienced with holding things ransom. But I am experienced in watching YouTube videos to learn how to do things. This week, I wired up a dash cam into my car. And so, you know, I watched a YouTube video to see how to remove a specific piece of trim. So I feel like, you know, we're kind of on the same page here. So in terms of Dota, though, what the fuck is up with Ricky? And how can I help stop him?
I've been seeing a lot of feedback about Ricky. Mm-hmm. And I've looked at the numbers, and he's perfectly balanced, and you're all a bunch of whiners. However, I will talk about an issue hero by the name of Grimstroke.
Oh, thank God.
So Grimstroke... seems to be having some trouble with him, seeing like he's overpowered. In response to these balance issues and concerns, I have now decided that in patch 7.if, Grimstroke will now be the only hero who is no longer team exclusive, which is to say that both teams can pick Grimstroke and he will cancel himself out. Perfect balance.
So it's 4v4 or...
If one team picks Grimstroke, he is not blocked from being picked by someone on the other team.
That is actually a good idea, I think. It feels very Dota-like, you know, we're not going to, like, balance and nerf people into oblivion. We want to just make it so OP that it actually goes back and balances itself.
You know,
snake eating its own tail.
Exactly my thinking. And, you know, I had another example like this, right? If you look at Bloodseeker. Mm. That hero design is fundamentally broken.
It's ridiculous. You can't move? What the fuck?
So, in order to correct this and also more accurately focus on the concept, back when Ice Frog and I were talking, he will now receive 3 times as much movement speed from Thirst, but he can no longer auto attack.
Instead,
when running over the movement speed cap, he will generate sonic booms, dealing AoE damage to enemies as he runs past them in proportion to his speed.
Sonic boom. That was my best guile from the Street Fighter, the fifth.
Oh. I thought he was from 4.
Oh. He's probably been around for a while. There's a lot of these games, huh? Why don't we have a Dota 5?
You know... You should really ask my brother that. I've been trying a lot of things.
Did you come up with Grimstroke? It's impossible, right?
That was actually supposed to be the Ricky rework. He decided it should be a new hero.
Can we just give him back Death Ward or something and give Witch Doctor permanent invisibility? I feel like it would at least shake things up.
That's an interesting idea. That might be a little OP, however. For example, like the Satyr Tormentor.
What? Where is he?
The Satyr Tormentor has been recognized as OP. We lowered the spawn rate temporarily while we fixed it, but don't worry, we fixed it. Now his Q spell will only deal damage to creeps, and we're ready to re-up his spawn rate.
I'm sorry, I must have misheard you. You said the Satyr Tormentor's Q, the Hadouken thing, it'll only do damage to creeps?
Yes, we wanted to balance it out.
You come in to our house, to our Scanline Media recording server. You break into our Recording in Progress channel.
That's true, I did.
And you tell me that the Satyr Tormentor, the icon of Bottle Crow, the savior of heroes, the smiter of people running away with 12 HP, will no longer be able to do damage to heroes with the energy ball shit.
It sounds like you were relying on OP bullshit and need to learn to get good.
It sounds like I'm going to see you next episode, Ice Frog. Let me call him right now.
You lower this bird?
Yeah, Kevin, are you there? I'm going to need to get your brother on the horn, and he's going to have to sort out this Ice Frog fuck who thinks he can come into our game and screw this shit up. I was behind him for a while here now. But if I don't get a Satyr Tormentor spawn rate increase in 7.20, whatever the fuck you're going to call it, you're going to see some real shit. Once we hit episode 88, you're going to see some real shit.
I tell you what, I've got one final change. Let's see how this one shakes. Let's see, maybe it'll change your mind.
You're already here? Go ahead.
So the Black King bar has been recognized as a source of anti-fun, as it is essential to many builds and yet not enjoyable to build. In addition, the Monkey King bar has been recognized as underutilized. In order to address both of these problems, every player now starts the game with a new item in their inventory, the Mystery King bar. Mystery King bar cannot be deleted, sold, or removed from your inventory. At the 10-minute mark, the Mystery King bar will transform into one of a set of random items. First, the Black King bar. Second, the Monkey King bar, but only if you're playing as Monkey King. Third, the Wraith King bar, only if you're playing as Wraith King, causes the queue to generate wraiths. Further details will be provided next episode. The Funky King bar. It's an Iron Talon whose active works on heroes and towers. The Super King bar provides access to a variety of international groceries at a surprisingly affordable price. The Garbage King bar. Death grants you gold instead of taking it away. Or many more. Are you enticed, Mike? Are you ready for 7.IF?
I've never been more ready.
I'm going to need you to handle the outro because I don't really know what you people say over here.
Well, I appreciate you sticking around. For me to thank Reddit user Promoti, a.k.a. Jeffrey Bryce, for his use of the Harmonies of New Bloom, or in this case, Rhythms of Rift Shadow Ruins music pack, which is the intro and outro and interstitial music for most of our episodes. I'd like to thank Ashley Ryan, a.k.a. Zwimmy, for her beautiful podcast art with our crow, who, if I don't see a Satyr Tormentor rate increase in the next patch, I will send to pluck out the eyes of the Ice Fraud.
It's troubling.
And, you know, I feel like there's something else I should be plugging, but I can't quite remember. So?
No, I'm sure it'll get worked out. They're editing magic.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot you can do these days. Like, perhaps just, you know, slip into your Notepad++ or whatever the hell you use to edit the code. Maybe you're a hardcore Vim guy or Emacs, and just, you know, see spawn_rate, you know, Satyr Tormentor dot spawn_rate, just, you know, change it from 0.01 to 1.0. Just please.
I use OpenOffice. I'll look into it.
That explains a lot. Well, I'm gonna go talk to Purge over here. I guess I'm getting Surge to defend our honor next episode. But until then, peace out.
Later.